Literature producer for Brighton Festival, Bea Colley, joins me on the Brighton Book Club to talk about Brighton Festival's brilliant literature and words programme. Bea, welcome.
Hi Anna, nice to be here.
Congratulations on putting together such a brilliant lineup. I'd love to know a bit about the process. How do you start pulling this together?
Yeah, I mean it's a real privilege to put together this programme. I've been working on Brighton Festival for several years now. I went to university in Brighton at Sussex Uni, and so it's a city that's very special to me. And it's also a city that's so vibrant with, activism and creativity, and it's a pleasure to put it together, really. It's sort of a combination of seeing which authors have books out around May or around the springtime, and sort of blending that with some of the other themes that are coming up for us as human beings, as for Brighton as a city at the moment, and kind of bringing all those things together. So I don't know if there's an exact science to it, but yeah, talking to lots of fantastic publishing contacts that I have, hearing, who's writing and what people are publishing at the moment is really, really helpful. So yeah, sort of bringing it together like that, bit of a jigsaw puzzle.
And it's come together beautifully. I mean, looking at the lineup, you've got writers there, from Caroline Lucas, who used to be our Green MP, to Patti Smith, to Philippa Perry, to Jordan Stevens. You really have got a huge range. I'd love you to run me through the programme, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe I could start with a couple of the events that we've put together that are specifically for people who would like to be writers. So, people who are there sitting with their own work, thinking about what to do next with it. We have some workshops and some events that really will help you to kind of hone your craft and think about maybe what to do next with your writing. Write and Shine is a program run by the writer Gemma Seltzer. It offers morning workshops that trace the rhythm of the seasons. So Gemma brings in lots of guest writers and artists to help her deliver workshops throughout the year. And a Write and Shine creative writing workshop is kind of like doing a yoga class. So you meet very early in the morning, you write with fellow participants, and it's really kind of nourishing for your creative soul, if you like. So we're going to be meeting really early, 7:30 a.m., and Gemma is bringing us a Write and Shine Shoreline special, where we'll gather together in the morning light and we'll embrace the sea and the horizon and write together. So it's a really kind of Brighton-specific Write and Shine group. We also have new writers, so we're bringing together three debut novelists, and we're going to be asking them how it feels to have their work out in the world. So, I think when you're a writer and you're sitting at home, in your office or at your kitchen table writing your book, imagining your book actually out there in the world is quite a big step. So we're bringing together Rebecca Perry, whom some of you might know as a fantastic poet. She's now written her first novel, May We Feed the King, which is a stirring meditation on history and storytelling, on what makes a king great and a life meaningful. We've got Manish Chowan with his first novel, Belgrave Road, which is a love story of two people working side by side but living worlds apart. And it's been described as poignant and perceptive coming of age story. And we've got John Doyle with his first novel, Communion. So this is set in Port Talbot in the steelworking industry. And it follows the story of a young man who left his hometown to join the seminary as a teenager, but he finds himself back home a decade later, unordained and still at a loss as to what makes for a moral life. So this is sort of bringing together three writers as they release their new novels into the world. We're going to be hearing some readings from the novels, and I hope that the audience will really be a community of writers who get to meet other writers, and ask our novelists questions about what it feels like to have their in the world. So that's sort of one section of our programme. One of our other strands is around the fact that Brighton is such an amazing activist city, with so many deeply passionate people engaged in the climate emergency and in anti-racism movements. So one of our events is Feminism for a World on Fire. We're bringing together three writers, Natasha Walter, Shahed Azaidi, and Enes Nesteiba. Natasha Walters' book examines the multiple threats to women's safety, the rise of authoritarian states, online misogyny, and climate breakdown. And she asks how we build a movement that's more connected and intersectional. Then we've got Shahed Azaidi, fantastic writer who writes for Stylist magazine. Her new book is The Othered Woman: How White Feminism Harms Muslim Women. And this is an examination of faith and feminism, looking at the issues Muslim women often face, which could be being ignored in feminist spaces entirely or cast as passive victims in need of being saved. And they're joined by Enes Naseiba with her book Namesake: Reflections on a Warrior Woman. So the author blends history, personal essay and cultural criticism as a British Palestinian woman in a search to understand her ancestor and namesake, the 7th century woman warrior Naseiba. So we're bringing together these three fantastic writers, chaired by Azia Poole, and we're going to be asking how we can really build a more intersectional and expansive feminism, one that honours our ancestors, the women that came before us, and can really kind of connect women's liberation to other movements for equality and environmental protection. And we really hope that this event is going to offer a bit of a glimmer of hope in these dark and difficult times. And then we also have, we have an event with Caroline Lucas, as you mentioned before. So Caroline, former leader of the Green Party and MP for Brighton Pavilion, she's going to be joined by Nick Lowles. So Nick is the founder of Hope Not Hate, the UK fascist organisation. We'll have just seen the local elections at the beginning of May, as the festival begins, really. And we don't know what the landscape in the UK is going to look like. But, you know, this feels like a perfect time to bring in speakers such as Nick Lowles. Nick Lowles kind of follows the journey and the rise of far-right groups in the UK and across Europe. And he really argues that Britain is not immune to this threat. So Caroline and Nick are going to discuss the real and present danger of far-right groups and look at ways that we can unite to fight against them. So I think that's going to be, yeah, a really interesting talk. That talk is BSL interpreted as well, as are several of our events across the talks and literature programme. Yes, we're so excited that we've got the wonderful Joelle Taylor at the festival with her new show, Maryville. Joelle is an absolute force of nature. She's a T.S. Eliot Prize-winning poet, and her new book, Maryville, charts the lives of four butch lesbians through five decades of underground queer history, where she traces the culture, the clubs and resistance that shaped their world. Joelle will be with us for two nights, the 8th and 9th of May. We've got BSL interpretation for the Saturday evening show, and you'll be able to watch the show, and then there's a short Q&A after each show where Joelle will be asked questions about the creation of Maryville and how you take your words onto the stage. Yeah, we've got lots of other events for people to come along to. Crime fiction is such a big genre at the moment, so we have lots of other fantastic writers at the festival. Crime fiction is obviously a really big genre at the moment, and we have writers such as Philippa Perry with her new book, Shrink Solves Murder. And if you're into that genre, one of the other events I might recommend is Andy Osho and Dorothy Coombson. Dorothy Coombson is a greatly loved Brighton author. She's written numerous novels, crime fiction, and has a really big following. Her new book is The Quiet Girls and is set at a prestigious boarding school. And in this event, she's going to meet Andy Osho, a fantastic writer, star of the TV show Blue Lights, also a comedian. You know, she's just fantastic. Her new book is called Most Wanted, and is set on London's gentrified streets, where artisanal coffee shops and microbreweries mean that affordable housing edges further and further out of reach for people. This event's going to be chaired by the radio presenter and host Fee Mack, and I think it'll just be a really brilliant bringing together of two crime writers at the top of their game, but also bringing in kind of humour and intrigue and kind of really delving into the fact that the settings for crime novels are often these kind of prestigious places, And we really want to know what happens kind of behind closed doors. So yeah, I think that'll be a really good one to come along to. I'll just mention a couple more that we've got. So we have the award-winning poet Raymond Antrobus, fantastic writer, recent recipient of a Guggenheim Award. So Raymond was diagnosed as deaf at the age of 6. He discovered he was sort of missing sounds, so bird calls, whistles, kettles, and he didn't have a particularly brilliant time at school. Some of his teachers didn't believe he was deaf and just thought he was disruptive. Raymond has now written a memoir, The Quiet Ear, and he sets his story alongside those of other deaf cultural figures, from painters to silent film stars, poets to performers. This will be a really brilliant event with Raymond in conversation with Akilah Richards, who's a fantastic local Brighton writer. It has BSL interpretation, and I think it'll just be a really wonderful event where you'll hear Raymond's story and you'll also get to hear him read some of his fantastic writing. So we've also got an event with the former Young People's Laureate for London, Selina Nwulu, fantastic poet and writer, and she's joining us with her book Black Climates, Notes on Race, Our Environment and Visions for Equitable Futures. So here Selina's going to come together with writer, stylist and consultant Asia Barber and really talk about, sort of really address Black British readers who've been ignored in mainstream environmental conversations. So it can often feel that the conversations around the climate emergency are focused around white writers, and Selina seeks to address this. She looks at subjects such as air pollution, disability justice, migration, community care, and radical imagination, and provides the tools to envisage a more equitable future. So I think that's going to be a really brilliant event. That is a masked event, so we're asking people to wear masks in that event to protect disabled and immunocompromised audience members. That really is going to be an amazing event, and I hope that we can have a real gathering of community to come along to that event.
It all sounds brilliant, Bea. Is there anything you're really personally looking forward to?
I think I'm looking forward to all of it, really. I suppose what I'd say is that the events that are happening on the 16th of May, it's a Saturday, and we have lots of different events across the day. So we've really sort of crafted that day as a literature day, as a day for writers and readers. So you could come along to the Write and Shine workshop very early in the morning. You could then come along to the New Writers event at lunchtime. And then the evening we have the events with Raymond Antrobus and Selina Nwulu. You know, that. So perhaps not picking one event, but picking a sort of series of events that happens across the period of one day. We have a really brilliant children's programme that day as well. So there are lots of children's events across the day happening in different spaces, out in the foyer. So we have Little Green Pig joining us, who are offering workshops for young people in the foyer all day. So yeah, the 16th of May is a really vibrant and brilliant day for writers and readers, adults and young people. So do check out the programme.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Bea. How can people get their tickets to Brighton Festival this year?
Yeah, so if you just go to the Brighton Dome, Brighton Festival website, all of the events are on there. Some of them have sold out, so I would encourage you to check ones that do have tickets left. And also really, you know, do come along and support writers that you don't know yet, or, you know, you've never heard of, because you might just find the next writer who's going to inspire you on your writing or your reading journey.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.